This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Let me take you back. Hop in the King Dude's Wayback Machine with me, my friends. Let's go back to the year that was 2016. Maggie's going to play for you a NBC News report about Hillary Clinton's State Department and charges of prostitution and pedophilia being engaged in and practiced by senior, upper-level members of the State Department, and the story was quashed, according to a leak or a source inside the State Department, which was being run by John Rambo Carey at that time. And this is from the report, you'll hear it. At the highest levels, the story was squashed. So that means who knew about it then? Hillary knew about it. Her and pederasty go way back, but wait till you hear the kicker here. So you're going to hear F. Chuck Todd actually do the reporting, and then he goes to the State Department, and I had forgotten this. Do you know who Hillary's spokesman was at the time she was at State? Well, listen up, buckos.
Following this breaking news out of Washington, some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Chuck Todd.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children.
No.
The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials. On Monday, a State Department spokesperson not confirm specific investigations.
Listen. I'm not going to talk about specific cases, but I can say broadly that the notion that we would not vigorously pursue criminal misconduct in a case, in any case, is preposterous.
A former investigator for the department's inspector general has complained to Congress and the media that the investigations have not been thorough because of the pressure from those high-level officials.
We take every allegation of misconduct seriously, and we look into it.
It was less than 6 months ago that another major internal investigation painted Hillary Clinton's State Department in a negative light. That scathing report on the failed diplomatic security procedures in the aftermath of the Benghazi attack.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
As we noted, the whistleblower in this case, a member of the Inspector General investigative team at the State Department, she's gone to Congress demanding an investigation, and it's our understanding Congressman Ed Royce, the leading Republican on House Foreign Relations,
says... Stop the tape! What happened? If that investigation ever yielded any fruit, I missed it. This was in 2016. that plea to Congress went unanswered. Not only was Killery and her buddies able to kill it, and the investigation all the way at the top, did you hear five, six times you heard top of the State Department? At the highest levels. Well, what's the highest level? The secretary. Minister Church Plain, they're the undersecretary. They're not talking about the undersecretary. They're talking about Mrs. Killery Clinton. Now, I bring this up because Killery is back. Now, I wonder, again, just thinking out loud, I wonder, conservative and Democrat Inc. want DeSantis versus Newsomabad. That's what they want. Now, I wonder, and by the way, there have been questions that have been asked about Gavin Newsomabad, who is also one of those whose name comes up in the spirit cooking seance circles and with the children in the pedo rings. Newsom's name comes up. I wonder if what we're seeing here with Killery lately is not Killery playing the back channel. Give me another chance. It's Killery Trump 2.0. I'll beat him this time. The warning signs are all out there. The Democrat Party is going to get rid of Creepy Joe. I don't know how they're going to do it. Remember I told you I didn't know how Pelosi was going to steal the election from Trump, but she telegraphed that the fix was in August of 2019. I was the only media person in broadcast and radio broadcast media that was talking about this at the time. I'll never forget in that press conference, we said, whacked on. And I know, 10, 12,000 dead Ukrainians, all roads lead to Putin. All I know is whacked on. All I know is he will not be in the White House on January 21st, 2021. Okay? He won't. Whacked on. She projected right there. She told us. She told us what they were going to do. And she didn't tell us how they were going to do it. She just said they were going to do it. And she knew. And some of them were giddy about it. Josh Shapiro, now governor of Pennsylvania, was giddy about it. On the morning of November the 2nd, 2020, he went on a radio show in Philadelphia and said, I'm going to tell you right now that there is no way. I'm going to give you the winner. Joe Biden will carry Pennsylvania, and that's that. Trump is not going to win Pennsylvania this time. The blue wall was back up. Now, how could Shapiro possibly have known that? And he wasn't. Was he governor then? I don't think he was. The governor that cried wolf was governor. How could he possibly have known that? Because he was in on it. They knew that the fix had been launched. And Trump was not going to get a second term. Now, who would the Democrats actually prefer? Gruesome Newsomabad or Killery? It's undeniable that the woman wants to be the leader of the free world because it gives her the opportunity to kill and to maim and lead that many more souls to hell, which is how she sold her soul to the devil to do. This is fluid here, but folks, do not doubt when Zelensky tipped the hand yesterday. And don't forget, Zelensky walked the halls of Congress like he was a returning home, conquering war hero. Like he was Douglas frickin' MacArthur. Chester Nimitz. Norman Schwarzkopf. He walked the halls of Congress in his little green Fidel Castro wannabe jumpsuit. Like he was a war hero, and he was treated by many of them like he was a hero. When in fact, can now make the connection and connect the dots, that Zelensky is just another member of the global pedo sex cult of death. And his appointment of Abramovich is just a, yeah, what are you going to do about it? This stuff is real here, folks. All right, Maggie, can you tell the audience what you were telling me, or send me the story as a signal about the children that have disappeared in Ohio? Okay, so if you think, now you're all giddy and all ginned up to watch the Jim Caviezel movie, Sound of Freedom this summer. I actually didn't get a chance to see it. The one day that I had, when I was going to go see it, I can't remember what happened, something with the theater. I missed it, but as soon as it comes out on my pay-per-view, I'm going to buy it, just like I bought Nefarious, so I could watch that as many times as I wanted to. So now, if you think that the children aren't an issue, Tucker Carlson gave a speech, I'm going to play it to you this weekend, just about this subject here. It is the issue. It's not the economy. It's not the debt. It is the maiming, grooming, and murder of children. This is what it's come down to this, and we're the people that are going to have to do something about it. Now, listen to this.
So the headline today is that nearly 50 school children are missing in Cleveland in September alone.
50.
So nearly 50 children have gone missing in parts of Ohio. Last year, there were 1,600 kids reported missing from that state. And to put that into perspective, Georgia and North Carolina have similar populations. Their number of missing children was less than 700. So something is going on there, and it's not runaways, because the police said 80% of those are classified as likely runaways.
Now what is the news source? What's the source?
This is from Daily Mail. The story is from Daily Mail, but they hyperlink to others.
Absolutely incredible. 70 school children in 1 month are plucked. Look, I have it now. You go to dailymail.com. Mystery is nearly 50 school children go missing, as Maggie just said. And under the headline, Cleveland's missing kids. These are adolescents or pre-adolescents?
Some of them are as young as 6.
1,600 kids were reported missing in the state of 11 million last year.
Junior high school age.
As Maggie just said. While the majority have since returned home or have been accounted for, cops say many are regular runaways who will likely vanish again. In 2022, Ohio had nearly double the number of runaways than states like Georgia, North Carolina, and Illinois, all of which have populations between 10 and 12 million. And then there's a graph here that shows how many kids go missing from each state. Pennsylvania, for example, 1,119. Let's see.
Illinois has
1,061. Missouri, 720.
New York is the highest, of course.
New York is the highest, 2,721. Now, look, children do go missing. Because they leave the safety of the home. You know, we do a lot of talking here on the Crusade Channel about fixing things. I will wager you that not very many in that number in Ohio, 1,621, that not very many of them are homeschooled. As a matter of fact, I would put the number of those that go missing that are homeschooled at
0.0.
There's probably none. And if there are, it's because they went to a government school activity somewhere. But someone, now the story does say that some of the children are returned home. But it doesn't say what state they're returned home in. Or did they leave virgins and come back not virgins? What about the ones that don't return home? So you know, this is how the libtard media likes to frame. Oh, no. These children are leaving conservative parents. Okay? They're running away for the sanctuary of California and other states where they can transition freely and be the person that they know in their hearts they need to be. No, these kids are being plucked and sex trafficked. End of story. They are being plucked out of activities, at bus stops, wherever, walking home, and they're being sex trafficked. And they're going to show up a couple of years from now, like the ones that showed up in that lunatic's apartment. I want to say he was in Cleveland. Wasn't he the guy that had the girls he was locking in the cells in his basement? But he was just a regular street urchin or Joe. No. He wasn't a member of the grooming, ruling elite. Note that we're not hearing very much about grooming any longer. Did it stop?
He was in Cleveland.
Okay, the guy that I was mentioning was in Cleveland. Okay. He abducted those children. And he was keeping those girls in his basement. They made a movie about it. The movie just came out, didn't it? There was a movie that was made last year. Because one of them escaped. He made a mistake, and she got out. And when she got out, then she went home and told her what had happened to her. And then the cops went to his house, and then they made the arrest. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's not just girls. It's boys, too. A lot of these pederasts out there are homosexuals as well. They are sexually deviant lunatics who need to be locked up underneath jails or thrown into the sea with millstones tied around their neck. That's my solution. I'm with Mike Parrott, Millstonia.
So in Sandusky, Ohio, according to this report, there were, within 5 days, 27 children reported missing.
A coincidence, I'm sure.
Right.
So the point being, how do all these children, where are all these children going? Again, no, look, we can sit here and go like, oh, come up, miniature play. There's no ruling elite cabal when they take the children and they hunt them and with them. Oh, I'm sure there are. as a matter of fact, I know that there are. Of course, I'm just fresh off of reading some of John Podesta's emails. Friend Liz Crokin is republished in her Pizzagate reporting on the Substack. Just be aware of this. You got grandchildren, and your children. It's in the schools, folks. And how do you know that the elite, that the groomers that groom children for their own consumption in the schools aren't also tied in or are useful idiots for very powerful people to go, hey, have you identified anyone in your school that we should be looking at? Look, we're going to protect you from prosecution. We're going to protect you, but you have to give up. You've got to give kids up to us. I'm telling you, this goes on, and there is no doubt that it goes on. Public schools have become playgrounds for sexually deviant lunatics. They are recruitment centers for the ruling elite. It only makes practical sense, doesn't it? Well, where are we going to find the children that we need to prey upon? Yeah, where are we going to find them? They're just going to show up at your doorstep. You can't put an ad in a newspaper or online on Craigslist or whatever. So where are you going to find them? Well, where are they? Where are they during the day? Where could you spy on a bunch of them? Where could you witness that they are? Here, I'm going to play you a soundbite. Play. Now, this is digital media file number 4. We don't know who this woman is. We are not able to identify her. Don't know the school board, and I don't know the exact year, but I think, though, that it helps to illustrate the point. Because the woman is going to say at the school board meeting somewhere in North Carolina, she is going to say that, look, I grew up, I went to a public school when I was a little chirrins, and I was not groomed. This, you're not supposed to be doing this, and we want you to stop.
Hello, everyone. I've been coming here for 5 years now, and I was going to talk to you about some practical things that I thought you could change about 3210. But I've changed my mind. I've been really confused over the last 5 years as to why we spend 45 minutes to an hour of every public meeting talking about how great everyone is and how great everything is in the schools, and now I've figured it out. I've figured it out because all these people came here to defend you all from hurtful words. This is obnoxious. Let me just say, there is one goal for the educational system. It should be to prepare children to enter careers, to be productive members of society. It is not a counseling session. It is not a self-help area. It is not somewhere to find yourself, and we should not be led by the children, for goodness sake. The children are called dependents for a reason. They depend on us who have fully developed brains. You cannot feel your way through life. The issues that we are talking about, we are bringing you statistics. We are talking about scholastics. We are talking about funding. We are talking about busing. We are talking about trying to figure out how to make our children be as successful as possible. And I am sure that that is your goal. And what we have been called tonight is what they're claiming that we're saying to children. We're having an adult conversation. There are not children in this room. We aren't going into the schools and calling them names. They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? It's the majority plus one. It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, Almighty God, who made us male and female, God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. The fact that we can stand up here and we know, we can brag about all of the wonderful graduations, but we know the statistics. 50% of children did not pass their end of grade test. What are we celebrating? We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to our children? I'm going to say, we are discussing things with them that they are not emotionally, intellectually, and morally able to handle. That is what is causing the anxiety. That is what is causing the depression. That is what is causing the confusion. We need our children to be able to be children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood, and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves, and we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your schools. Is-
okay, most of that is correct. I'm not so sure about the schools being training centers for kids to launch careers. Now, if that were true, then I would say that, okay, well, then you really want to bring vo-tech schools back. You know that the Obama regime basically banned these things called internships. In 2009, it's one of the things that the Trump administration actually partially repealed. Then Biden went in and restored it. And internships are a great way for young people to pick up a vocation, what I call a vocation or a trade. But she's right about all that. And again, I don't know when she gave it. Supposedly this was in June of this year. Someone else says, no, this was recently. I don't know. But the point is that in the state of North Carolina, then in other states, this is the state of affairs. Now, my solution to this is to get rid of school boards. What do you need school boards for? You parents are the ones that are supposed to be doing the educating out there. It seems to me with all the trauma and the drama and the amount of energy that is focused on, we need to get in there and fix the schools. I can tell you one surefire way to fix the schools. Move them back into the homes. You would have specialized schools, as I said, for trades and skills and for really, really gifted children that have an aptitude for science, math, engineering, doctoring, and what have you. You need specialized schooling. But outside of that, you parents can teach reading, writing, arithmetic. You're a bunch of homeschoolers that are listening to this program right now. I'm not telling anything you don't already know. But isn't it interesting, though, why you complain about the schools and to go to school board meetings, and at the same time to read the story about the horrors that are going on with children in a state like Ohio and in a city like Cleveland, with 70 of them going missing this month alone. What the hell is going on here? Well, let me tell you what's going on here. It's a war on children.